Mr. Stolnacke, what do you expect from this conference regarding your own research?
First of all, this conference attracted me from at least one point of view, and that was mainly due to the fact that you would like to put your own research into some kind of international context, so see where you are personally within your own research. And I also found the conference program interesting because it also targeted the question around how we can not do science for the sake of science, but also to translate it into some kind of management and policy context.
Which contribution can scientists make to an integrated water resources management?
My personal opinion is that science can contribute to policy making, decision taking, management, and also for local community development. And I feel that scientists and research results are really the core, and quite important is that scientists often play a neutral or objective role, whereas if you look it upon from some kind of local community or an individual farmer, especially in developing countries, you can very often see that they are quite skeptic towards the management hierarchy, and especially the top level communities and even the national elected politicians. And they can more easily accept scientists because they feel that we are some kind of in a neutral position. But of course that will take time, and it's a quite long-term process, which means that you as a scientist really need to spend quite a lot of time on engaging yourself with local community to build up that trust. I mean, trust building is a key word here.
What are the core areas or the main questions of future water research on an international level?
Well, I think the water research as such is heavily coupled to some mega drivers globally, and that is, for example, that there is a huge increase in population the coming years, and we will go from 6 billion to 9 billion within 40 years' time. There will be an increasing demand of food, so food security and these kind of issues will be really crucial. In addition to that, we also have questions around other mega trends, such as the political situation, etc. And all of them are heavily connected to water as such, because it's a very crucial element. Because in order to increase the growing demand for food, we need more water, and water is a scarce utility at the moment globally, and it will increase also the demand to, for example, produce food in a more water-efficient way.
What do you expect from politics and from industry regarding the implementation of integrated water resources management concepts?
Well, if you look, for example, today, the situation in, let's take Europe as one example. We have the Water Framework Directive, which is some kind of legally binding directive for all the EU countries. But still, I mean, the directive came into force in 2000, and still after 11 years, we still see that there is a fight among various political communities. And in that context, I'm thinking about, for example, various fights between various ministers. Ministers of Finances, Minister of Environment, Ministry of Agriculture. And these kind of fights has not really, according to my understanding, really helped us to implement, for example, the Water Framework Directive.
What are the main obstacles to implement integrated water resources management concepts?
Definitely, we need an integrated approach. But the problem today is that we don't have any good methodologies, or only quite a few success stories where we have seen that integrated water resource management has really functioned in reality. Another point I would like also to raise is that the present systems in terms of research is primarily to do the science for the sake of science, because we are only evaluated by the number of scientific publications we are able to produce in internationally high-level top journals. And the dilemma for us who are working together with, for example, with local farmers or local communities in developing countries and also in Europe, is that this kind of engagement we have, it's not valuated at all by the scientific community, and not even by our own national research councils, for example, in Norway or at the EU level. You really need to spend time with local people and also with practitioners and also with the management communities. But these kind of merits and credits we get from it is not evaluated at present within and also outside the scientific community. So that's the dilemma.